Love.
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 Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkau. Tischkau.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex and dating.
Hello listeners, this is the LSD Cast, love, sex, dating in your ears with Prem and Rogue. We're brother and sister, but you can ignore that if that makes you uncomfortable. I'm told that some people think that's weird. Can't imagine why.
You know, I don't know why Rogue has to even mention the word uncomfortable, because there's nothing to be uncomfortable about. This is Prem and Rogue, and this is the LSD show. Yippee!
Yes, and it is about love. It is about sex, and really such a natural, beautiful thing. You shouldn't be uncomfortable about it. The dating part, not so natural, not so comfortable for many people, but that's why we're here. To help you sort of break it down and navigate the troubled waters. So, on this episode, we have got a bunch of very extreme things. We've got some light BDSM, and we've got existential dilemmas about deciding when you've found the one and you want to stop searching, and other serious ish things like that. But, you know, it's the LSD Cast, never gets really serious. But so that's all coming up on the show. But before that, Prem, what have you been up to, man? Tell us.
I've had a very exciting last few days. It was fun. I played some golf. I played some tennis. Went on a date, which was super fun, at the beach. And yeah, ended pretty well. How about yourself?
No dates. I was traveling. I went to see our parents, and I got sick. So yeah, it wasn't all that fun.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but everybody wanted to know why I'm still single and if I'm going to find somebody for myself or not, or whether they should start looking, which is kind of late in the game, I think. And I told them that I'd been on a dating app for 4 days. And they were very encouraged. And then I told them that I got off of it because I didn't have the headspace. And they were extremely discouraged. So I had to deal with that.
You know, I read the funniest thing on Tinder. This girl posted. She said that I only swipe when I'm taking a shit.
What? Oh. Ah. Oh.
I thought it was really funny.
You liked it.
I liked it. So I liked her just for that.
But color. It makes no sense.
Oh, she was hot. She was pretty.
But okay, so there's your superficial, everybody's on Tinder just to hook up sort
of
thing.
Oh my God, here we go, guys.
But no,
here we go.
I'm confused. If she only swipes when she's...
The rogue is in the house.
Thanks.
Dissecting everything.
But she's just sitting there.
Moving on with the show.
She doesn't look at any boys. What is this? What does she mean? I'm confused.
She's making a joke. Like, you swipe your butt.
I got that, but then why is she on Tinder? What is she trying to say? Anyway, I'm too literal for this kind of silly joke.
Exactly. My mistake, guys. Next time, I'm just gonna mute Rogue out. This is just between us.
Fine, be that way. You guys can have your in jokes.
And also, I don't know if you guys would agree with me or not, but I think Rogue should get back on to doing some online research for the name. For the sake of research, every few days in a week, I think she should get back on those apps, because you never know what's out there.
You never know. And you know what? It can be slightly addictive, which I've said before. And that is something we're going to get back to in this very show, in this very episode.
All right. Looking forward to it. But after this quick break.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
We're back, and it turns out that Prem, when he goes on these dates, actually has deep philosophical, existential discussions on the beach with the girls he goes out with. So, Prem, fill us in.
Love.
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 And.
And.
Delirious.
I think it's the perfect scenario, sitting at the beach and then you're talking about life and deeper things with a glass of vodka, cranberry and soda, which you're not actually allowed to do, but I did.
Okay, yeah, break the law. Tell everybody you're doing it. No problem.
So I'm on this date and she's cool. She's a cool chick. She's a cool girl.
He's learning.
Thank you. So we were sitting by the beach and we were discussing how many dates we've actually been on through this app. And she said something which was very pertinent, which was that this is where I thought about, like, when she finished talking about this, where do you draw the line? Like, she said that she had gone on multiple dates and she's had fun on these dates. She's met some very interesting people and she has actually vibed a lot with some of the few that she's gone out with. But after a while, she would feel that there is something more out there. So she'd go back to the app. And I was thinking about this, that this can be highly addictive.
Yeah. When do you stop?
I don't know. It could be like gambling. Like you feel you're there, but then you want more. So you put all the chips back in.
So it's interesting you bring up gambling, because here's the thing. There is research that basically says when you are gambling and you're on a streak, or you're thinking that you're going to win, it's pretty much the same brain processes that turn on when you are doing other things that excite you and you're getting positive feedback. So dating apps are actually linked to the cycle of positive reinforcement, of people liking you, people thinking you're exciting, starting new conversation, getting to be somebody brand new and reinventing yourself, representing your best self to a new person, can definitely be a little bit of a high. And it's something that your brain likes. It's like sugar. Your brain wants sugar because it does nice things inside your body. It's not good for you, but you get a little bit of a high, or drugs or alcohol. So I think that analogy is spot on. And it's a shame that some people can't seem to kick that, because you're probably turning away perfectly good options that you could work with or live with or be happy with, because you're just chasing the next best thing. And I don't know. I think people sometimes then need to just draw the line when they recognize that's what they're doing, evaluate what they're doing, and then maybe it's called growing up.
It's very hard to do that. And this is where the philosophical part came in on the beach with that setting, was that this can change the face of online dating. Like, what if this is the future?
I don't even know if this is the future. I think this is the now. This is what's happening. The girl you went out with is absolute proof of that, that she is in this cycle of continuing to search for this elusive, the one. And it's possible that because she's stuck in this loop and she doesn't even want to change it, that it'll just stay on. She's like the new age serial monogamist. I guess this is the new age serial appist or something, where you're going to keep perpetuating it until one day you're either so tired or you're so jaded that you stop and you just settle, or you give up, or you just stay in the loop. And I don't know what happens when you're 65. I guess there are apps now for seniors who want to date as well. Maybe you just keep doing it forever. If that works for you, then great. Did she sound unhappy about it? Did she seem like she wanted to stop it? Did she want to find the one?
She was speaking very matter-of-factly. I mean, it was just, if you think about it in like a holistic point of view, it's very worrisome that is the direction it's going in right now. So I feel like most men are hardwired to the extent that they would rather go for the hunt again and again and enjoy that high than the actual kill.
Possibly. And maybe it's the apps scene has now made it easier for women to do the same thing, because earlier maybe you didn't have the avenues. Like, you can't go to a sports bar and keep hitting on boys in the same way that boys can do that in a sports bar and hit on girls. So maybe the apps have leveled the playing field although I think there is some credence to the fact
absolutely. I'll tell you how they've leveled the plane is that you can corner a woman can feel cornered when you go up to her physically and talk to her, but with an app she doesn't feel cornered. She can decide and choose whether she likes the guy, doesn't like the guy, and she'll have her own preferences.
Absolutely. And I think personally, when you get to a certain age, you get more picky. I know I am. And then you can just start thinking like, oh, this person, there's this missing. If I just try a little more, somebody else will fill that vacuum. But then that person is missing something else. And you can just stay on the hunt forever. So let me tell you an interesting anecdote from many years ago when I was dating my double X. And somebody called me for a story they were doing. They were doing a survey and they wanted to know if what I felt about online dating at the time and whether I found that people were constantly looking for something better, even if they were in a relationship. So categorically, I said no, because I was in a relationship and I felt like I knew where I was and I was happy. Weirdly, and of course, this set off huge alarm bells because I talked to my boyfriend at the time and I asked him the same question and without hesitation, he was like, yeah, absolutely. And I was like, wait, these are people you know or everybody? He's like, everybody. Whenever you're with somebody, you're constantly comparing and looking for somebody else who is better. So that obviously turned out to be true. He was. But I don't think this is just an app thing. I think this is an attention span thing for everybody and maybe just a question of growing up and taking your chances and knowing that nobody's going to be perfect.
That is true. I would like to believe that, you know, but we live in a world where people have such a very small threshold for endurance nowadays. So it's very, very easy to pull away.
And you can see all the choices, right? They're right in front of you with pictures and interests, and they're filtered to match you. So yeah, I can understand why.
I would just like to know from the listeners what do they think? Like, where would you draw the line? Like, if you met someone and things were going great, I honestly, if you asked me that question, I would delete all these apps. If I found the person that I really like and I vibe with, I would, out of respect, I would delete all that bullshit.
Perfect. This is a segue to our next episode where we have a question from somebody kind of about this. So there we go. We can plug that episode too. You know you need to listen. You know what our grandmother once told me? She said, make a list of like the 10 things that are absolutely crucial, like really, really important. The absolute deal breakers. So for me, it would be like he's currently doesn't have children, or have to have a stable job, or whatever, you know, that works for you, that you need. And that list changes over time. And then if there are 10 things, give it a 70% room. So if your person, if your partner, the woman or the man or trans person that you're interested in, checks off 7 out of those 10 things, she said, that's good enough. The other 3 things, you can just let them be themselves and deal with it because it's going to go both ways. Very good advice.
So, well, guys, tell us, how do you decide when to just stick it through?
Yeah, when do you know when you found the one? And there are no rainbows and unicorns and hearts exploding. All right, after this little break, we'll be back.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we're back, and we have a slightly twisty, complicated, slap-happy sort of question now, don't we, Prem?
well put, Rogue.
I'm going to let Prem do the honors here because it was a boy who sent it in, and, you know, my brother has a flair for the dramatic, so he's going to narrate this email to you in his own inimitable style.
Sex.
All right. Thank you, sister dear. Here we go. So we have Suresh who has written in that he has been dating this girl for a few weeks now and they finally hooked up a couple of days ago. So he mentions that the sex was amazing and he's also put in inverted commas, very athletic.
Okay, then.
So now he's got bruises and he's got a sore back. That's good.
Do you remember the War of the Roses? okay, dated movie, but you guys should watch it. It's about like the end of a marriage where this woman has been a gymnast before and she manages to do some real damage with her thighs.
Yes, I do. I really do. So Suresh writes in that when they finished having sex, she was having a discussion with him about how kinky has he ever been. Suresh said that, you know, clearly said that not too much. So this girl said to him that she likes someone dominating her. She wants to be choked.
Okay.
She wants to be tossed around. And she wants to be slapped. And she also said that the next time she's going to be bringing some toys. So Suresh asked what toys. And she said, I'm going to bring a flogger. And Suresh says, what is a flogger? And she says, it's a whip. And he says, but I don't want you to hit me. And she says, it's not for you. It's for me.
Poor little Suresh.
So he goes on to end this saying that he was really taken aback and scared at first, but now he's a little excited and intrigued, but his question is that what should he do? He's afraid of being injured, and he said that he didn't want to choke her too hard because he don't want a dead body in his house. Like, he doesn't want to injure her. So what should he do?
It's interesting. Suresh has had a little foray into BDSM.
Wow, Suresh, you must and you have to let me know how this goes.
Yeah.
I'll be eagerly waiting for your email.
I don't think this is, like, is there really a question for us? Because clearly sounds like he wants to explore this. He's just sharing his exploits with us, isn't he? Suresh, great. Good for you, man.
So, Rogue, what about you, Rogue? I'm intrigued. Are you into the whole 50 Shades of Grey thing, or is it like 50 Shades of White?
So I am one of those people who read all three of the 50 Shades books for the romance, not for the sex.
Right.
Because I have a really low pain threshold and I'm not interested in, even like, you know, smacking and slapping just is more startling than happy. I'm not interested in that kind of stuff. I don't want pain in the bedroom. And inflicting pain would definitely be difficult for me. If somebody asked me to hurt them, it would be hard. It would really make me nauseated to have to like hurt someone with the flogger. That would just be crazy. And I don't think it would turn me on, but maybe turning somebody else on.
This is another question I want to ask all the listeners. Like, what is the distance you'd go?
Yeah, to please your partner.
For your partner or for yourself, like, is this something that would excite you? Do you want to be, you know, a bit rough? Like, how rough would you get?
For your partner, even if it doesn't excite you. So there is some things that I do for people when they like them. But nobody has ever asked me to flog them, which is probably good. Because, if there's, like, blood involved, definitely not sexy. And, like, hot wax and all those other things, also not sexy for me. If you like that stuff and you found a partner who enjoys it, you know, more power to you. That's great. Everybody should have the space to explore their sexuality however they want to with a consenting partner. Of course, that goes without saying. It sounds like Suresh is...
So when you said hot wax, you're like talking about the candle wax or the waxing?
No, that's a different form of torture. Self-inflicted.
Okay, because I think I've brought this up on a show before that I had one psycho ex-girl.
Yes.
So no hot wax, women.
There's a genre of films that you guys are probably more familiar with than I am called pink films, which are Japanese fetishes, basically. And some women like to have hot wax dripped on their nipples. That just makes me want to run away. I don't even want to watch it. I don't want to think about it. Yeah, pain, not my thing. Inflicting pain, also not my thing. If it works for Suresh, clearly he seems quite excited by this, then I think, Suresh, if you're really asking a question, the question is just to work things out together. Most BDSM people are very clear about the fact that it is all about consent, and part of the thrill is handing over the reins to somebody, and the vulnerability and the trust are what make it sexy as much as the physicality of it. So explore it together. This is clearly some part of your sexuality that is intrigued by it. And she sounds like she's happy to chat. So if you explore it together, you will learn your own thresholds, your own boundaries, and you seem to have found a good teacher. So yay, good for you.
Yes, yes, Dr. Rogue. That's what Suresh would want to say to you. All right, here we are. So let us know, Suresh, how this goes. You know, I'll be eagerly waiting for your email.
Hi, this is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us in the iTunes or Google Play Store. And to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
And we are back after that little break. So we have a lot of exciting things lined up for you guys. Number one, we have the Love Doctor joining us, so you cannot miss that.
Yes, we're going to talk about where to find sex, and that's literally, like, where to find sex.
No, what we mean is that when you are with a partner, like, where do you have sex?
Yeah.
Because you can find sex in the bathroom by yourself, with a magazine, with your tablet, with your laptop. It's very, very, you can find sex everywhere.
Okay.
But the question that the Love Doctor will bring up is, where do you actually have sex when you have somebody willing to have sex with you?
Well put. Thank you for clarifying. And we've also been talking to a psychologist who's going to come on our show in a couple of episodes and give us real gyan about online dating, anxiety, coping with it, like real knowledge. So that's cool. We've also got some podcast partners, hopefully, and do other things. So we're launching our Tall Tales Takeaway podcast, which is totally different from the LSD cast. It's real stories told by real people, totally genre crossing, short nonfiction, where people tell stories of things that have happened to them, horror, comedy, anything, supernatural stuff, politicians, nostalgia. We've got like everything, and it's really, really good. So we'll put that link up on our website and Facebook. Speaking of which, do you know how to reach us to give us your answers to the questions that we've asked for your feedback on?
Yes, I do. It is lsdcast@sonolog.com. That's lsdcast@sonolog.com.
Yeah, and we're on Twitter, lsdcast. We're on Facebook, lsdcast. So, you know, you can reach us in multiple ways. And we hope to hear from you. So we'll see you next week.
That's right. Same time next week.
Or whenever you listen.
Exactly. We're very flexible.
Yeah. Gymnastics.
Oh, no. Rio on your mind.
Ciao.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and basic dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ro.
A Sonolog production.